This is Ed Harkness reading his poem, Airborne. What comes back are 2 seconds of weightlessness. There's a dirt road, purple foxglove in a ditch, the crunch of gravel under the red tractor's great black wheels. There's the grind and smoke of a belabored engine downshifted against the steep downgrade toward a cave of cedars, erasing all but quilt scraps of sunlight. There's me propped on his lap, full of the smell of him, Old Spice, pipe tobacco breast pocketed in his overalls, pipe and pouch pressed against my back, his fat hands on the steering wheel, my small hands tight on it, alive with vibration, this fall morning, now startled by the gunfire of backfire, startled again by silence, again by lurch, release, by sudden speed, his quiet, hold on, our trailer of firewood careening, whipped side to side, chunks lofted, his foot stomped on the useless brake. There are the 2 beautiful seconds where I'm lifted free from the weight of my childhood, of the fables I'd made, lifted, flung from the jackknifed tractor about to roll, struck in the back by some hard thing, he leaping after me, my face pushed in the muck of the ditch where I flop entirely awake to the tops of trees, bits of blue, aware that there's no end to it, there's an end to it. I'm not able to breathe or cry or feel thorns of blackberry in my cheek, the sting of nettles in this, the new life, the one in which nothing is sure, everything governed by the immutable law of the unforeseen. I hear the hoarse rasp of my name, see his bloodied head near mine when he lifts me from the brambles. I'm able then to taste the ditch, spit muck and bits of leaves, able now to understand he threw me to save me, able still to see myself in his arms as he carried me up the hill, aware of being aware of the light perfume of wild roses crushed where I'd landed, petals matted in my muddied hair.